Very welcome back to this Friday's 9 till noon show. Loads of guests introduced to you over the course of the next hour and 45 minutes as we broadcast live from Letterkenny's Main Street. It's to mark Letterkenny Festival 2023, celebrating music, pride and community unity. And as the show wears on, we'll give you an idea of some of the things you can enjoy if you visit Letterkenny over the course of the next couple of days. But now we are going to Glenties, and we can welcome back onto the programme broadcast journalist at Highland Radio, Michaela Clark, who is down sampling the sights and sounds and reporting on the McGill Summer School. Michaela, good morning to you. Good to have you back on.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Right, so we've been listening to your reports from yesterday, which began with a discussion on how to restore peace, harmony and stability to a dangerously distressed planet. And, of course, the role of China in all of that. You did flag that for us yesterday. What's your takeaway from the early sessions then yesterday?
Yeah, so it was very interesting. I wouldn't be overly informed before this about China, but it was interesting in terms of the war in Ukraine. Zhou Bo, he is a former colonel, he was speaking and he said that China isn't a supporter of Russia. And then he went on to explain how he had wrote an article asking Putin not to use nuclear weapons. And he says that there was representations made then afterwards. And he was saying, I don't know if it made a difference, but if it did, it's very, who feeds his life is worthwhile. And then he was asked by Olena Tregub, who spoke the previous night, about what Ukrainians can do working with China to bring them into the war. But he finished by saying, once both sides are tired, China may be able to help. And you could just tell in the room it wasn't overly well received, because I'm sure they're well tired of fighting. So it was interesting. He was saying they're not a supporter of Russia, but they weren't willing to kind of step in and help in this. And moving on to the afternoon then, it was a discussion on the European Union, and Reid McGuinness, the EU commissioner, was part of that. So that was interesting to see how Europe's working. She says that she needs an invisible, there was calls for like a European army, but she says what's more important is an invisible army to fend off any potential cyber attack on the financial system. So she says that would be just catastrophic. She says there's such challenges relating to demographic, in terms of labour force. And she says that we kind of need to look at introduce some more mining. She says we can't just depend on other countries. We need to consider what effect mining is having on them. And she said that the war in Ukraine is obviously showing the over-dependency on Russia for fossil fuels and food. And then she was speaking afterwards about the Green Deal. She says that obviously farmers, she acknowledged that farmers are worried about their future, but she says they can't move forward with this without the support for farmers. But she says we kind of need, there's no other option, but we need to move forward with this. So you know, it was interesting. There was so much, such a range of things. And then in the evening was the annual John Hume lecture delivered by Congressman Brendan Boyle. So he spoke a short bit about John Hume, about him being an inspiration. And then he talked about the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement and the Umma bomb, how that has shown how far Ireland has come in terms of peace. And it opened up to the floor then, and he talked about the prospect of Donald Trump being a presidential candidate again. And he says that there's a very real possibility he could be a presidential nominee and a convicted felon at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then someone asked him, would he consider running, because we need younger blood in politics right across the world. He didn't say he would, but he says he wouldn't rule it out. So it was good, very interesting all day.
Yeah, and quite a range, as you mentioned there. Now, today is the third day of McGill Summer School, so what's going on?
Yeah, so we're just kicking off with a talk on Russia. So Dr. Sergei Medvedev, I spoke earlier a couple of days ago, he is Russian, but he moved out of Russia at the start of the war. So he is part of the panel, as well as Professor Bridget Laffin and Zhou Bo again. Then there is an afternoon a conversation with Senator Michael McDowell, and there is a section on Seamus Heaney and Brian Freed. I love Seamus Heaney, so I'm really looking forward to that. And then finally, there is a talk on the future of Ireland. So Minister Charlie McConlogue will be taking part, along with MP Claire Hanna and DUP MLA Emma Little Pengelly. So loads happening today as well.
And pardon my ignorance, is it the third and final day, or does it run into the weekend?
Nope, we have tomorrow to go as well.
Okay, right. Well, we'll talk about that a little later on. And again, just your takeaway from it in terms of an experience, Michaela.
Yeah, really enjoyable. I think because obviously working in Donegal, you're so concerned with Donegal and Irish politics. So it's so nice to get the range. And obviously everything that does happen in the world affects us here. That was the thing, that no matter what is happening, it all kind of boils down to it will have a worldwide consequence. So it's good to kind of get an understanding of everything. And everybody that is here really enjoys it and they're very into it. And even the amount of participation from the audience, and you'll get involved. So no, it's really good.
All right, Michaela, thank you very much for your time. We do appreciate it. That is Michaela Clark there from The Newsroom, our broadcast journalist who's covering that event, for those of you who have an interest in it, and as well as her contributions to this show and, of course, to the news output on the hour. Michaela's also running a blog that has more of the sights and sounds and stuff that we can't really get on air because of time restraints, just if you want a sense of what's going on there. What you think about it and all that stuff. not what you think about it, but what else goes on, and you can have a look and see what you think. 086 60 25000 is the WhatsApp and text number, 086 60 25000, or give us a call on 07491 25000. We're broadcasting live here from Letterkenny Main Street, and we're being really well received, and we do appreciate all the hospitality. Now things are hotting up here, so to speak, in that it's getting busier on Letterkenny's Main Street, and it's going to get ever busy because the Letterkenny Festival kicks off today. And Jim Kennedy of Letterkenny Festival and the brewery joins us. Jim, thank you so much for calling in. Well, you didn't have an awful long distance to travel, but it's great to have you on the programme. How are you keeping?
Not too bad, Greg, thank you. Yeah, just a short walk.
Right, so what is the background to Letterkenny Festival?
Well, of recent times, we haven't had a festival due to COVID and the pandemic. But we had our 50th anniversary back in 2019, where we got the festival going again after a long absence. And unfortunately, the pandemic came along and snookered us for the following 2 years. So this is getting it going again. It's a great thing for the town because it brings a lot of people to the town. It gets all the business owners involved, and we get help from all kinds of volunteers to help make it a success. So hopefully the weather will stay with us too, Greg, and we'll have a very good weekend.
Yeah, well, it's given okay for, I don't know about a little bit later today. We can't pull the wool over people's eyes. But listen, hopefully it showers, but Saturday, Sunday definitely,
yes.
Definitely is going to be pretty okay. So what happens? What's happening today then?
Well, tonight we open up with the gig rig on the main street up at the Quiet Moment, facing down the street. And our first band tonight are My Generation, followed by the Bagatelle. People will remember Bagatelle, and we hope to draw a big crowd with that. And that'll be tonight's official opening. And Saturday we have a big afternoon planned. We also have the Gay Pride Parade, which will take place from the theatre at 4:30 up to the library here in the middle of the town. And we'll have another gig rig set up there, where we'll have several other bands playing there, highlighted by Monday. Mm. Who's the main attraction that night? So,
so you've really pulled in some of the top artists, and I think there's just listen. The one thing about Letterkenny, it's blessed with fantastic live music venues, and that's evident mm-hmm. every weekend and during the week in some cases. But there's just something a little bit different, isn't there, about that gig rig, the outdoors atmosphere, and what have you?
Yeah, it gets everybody out on the street, and everybody gets in good humour, and. Yeah, everybody's looking forward to it, so hopefully everything will go well and the rain will stay away.
So it's at the top of the street effectively tonight and at the bottom of the street on Saturday. Was that a calculated decision to spread it around a little bit, or is it just for logistic reasons?
Well, we try to spread it around to give everybody a turn. You know, all the bars have really come out in strength to help us out this time around. And I would like to thank all the bar owners for that, and all the suppliers that supply the bars, James Casey from Diageo, Marty Carlin from Tennent's, Joe Lacey from Heineken, David McGuire from Comans, and we also had help from Irish Distillers, Richmond Marketing, Del Cassian Wines, and the local Value Centre have all helped us out. And that has been, we wouldn't have a festival without their support.
Right now, on Sunday, the Soapbox Derby takes place on the Port Road. It's in association with the RNLI. Starts at 2 p.m. It's from the Golden Grill car park. They're always good crack. They never fail to deliver, do they?
That should be a whole day family fun, really, Greg. And we have, I think, around 40 entrants so far, which is great. And they have a scrutiny at the Grill car park, and the event takes place early on Sunday afternoon. And we have a couple of ramps set up going down the road, so that'll be fun too. And we also have a good towards the end of the evening, we have a ball run where we have 1,000 footballs in the back of a truck, where they're all numbered from 1 to 1,000, and we've sold tickets for that. And it's a tipper truck, so the tipper truck dumps the footballs out at the top of the Port Road, and they all bounce down the Port Road. And first ball home, whatever number's on that ball, will be there'll be a 500 cash prize for whoever's name's
nice
on
one.
That ticket. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And then all the footballs are available for all the children to take home with them.
Brilliant. Okay.
So it'll be a good day.
And then more music in the evening then.
Yeah.
Mickey Joe Hart's amongst the performers.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be joining us for a quick chat very, very shortly. But it's there's a sort of a country and Irish feel to Sunday evening's music offering.
Yes, yeah. Sunday evening we have Hard to Beat, Mickey Joe Hart, The Wild Rovers, Hugo Duncan, Sinead Black, Kathy Durkin and Limelight. So it'll be a really fun evening of music with lots of different artists, so it should go very well.
So it's a weekend of fun, family fun, inclusion. That's the theme of it, really.
Yes. That's it. And we have the CDP with Margaret Toner, helps out a lot too. And on the Saturday afternoon here at the Square, they do face painting, fun games, arts and crafts, and have a games corner. So that'll be a good afternoon for the children as well.
Yeah, and a toddler's corner as well, because sometimes those with
and a photo booth.
One of the if you've got a 2 or 3 year old, sometimes you can feel a little bit left behind.
Yeah,
but there's stuff
for everyone
as well, indeed. Yeah. Okay. Right now, in terms of access, will there be street closures? Now, I presume they'll be well marshalled and signposted, but obviously to facilitate something like this, there's inevitably going to be some road closures.
Yeah, there'll be road closures, on the Friday evening from 6 o'clock, the main street will be closed off. On the Saturday, the road will be closed off from Rosemount Lane down the street. And on Sunday, the Port Road will be closed off. So we have a lot of cooperation from the Garda and the County Council for these things, which is greatly appreciated. And then we've a lot of volunteers who help out. The guys at Glenard Plant help us clean up the streets afterwards. And we have James Brown from Gartley Toolhire, John Watson from Watson Hire. And the Motor Club members set up the whole Soapbox Derby, which is very much appreciated. And we have the RNLA helping, and of course, as I mentioned, the Garda as well.
Now, I presume as well, for those who want to maybe extend their night, plenty of entertainment around the bars and clubs and what have you, as is normal for a weekend, an extra push this weekend.
It's like a normal weekend with an extra bit of music, and we have a bit of extensions in all the bars as well. So it should be a fun weekend for everybody.
All right, great stuff. And it's good to be back at it, isn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's good to get it going again. And I want to mention a lot of work by Kieran Brogan and Pat McFadden. Pat organised all the gig rigs, and Mark Crossan organised a lot of the bands. So there's a lot of work that's gone on behind the scenes, because, as you know, Greg, these things just don't happen.
No.
There's a lot of work involved, and there's a lot of preparation and meetings and trying to get insurance, trying to get road closures. So it's a lot of work, and I hope the town comes out and helps us. And we have a lot of volunteers helping us out too for the weekend. And I hope it's a nice, peaceful weekend. There's no trouble and everything works out well.
Yeah, we hope everyone's happy and safe and enjoys it as they should.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in to us. And it's all down now to the It's in the lap of the gods weather-wise. But as I say, there is some rain forecast for today. But don't discourage people. I mean, like in other countries where there's different types of weather, you just wear the right clothes, don't you?
That's right.
But anyway, in any case, Saturday and Sunday looking good. So it'll be good.
That's great. Yeah.
All right. Take care of yourself. Thank you very much indeed. Jimmy Kennedy of Letterkenny Festival and the brewery, of course. You're tuned to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. Keep your text, WhatsApp coming in 086 60 25,000, or give us a call on 07491 25,000. We'll be. Caroline still doesn't know my number. I have to send a text. Do you not know my number, Caroline? I keep having to send a text to Highland so she can send me text. That's what made me laugh. All right, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. We are broadcasting live from Letterkenny Main Street. It's ahead of what's going to be a wonderful weekend, because it is, as you've just heard from Jimmy there, Letterkenny Festival 2023, celebrating music, pride and community unity. And we're going to focus on, all of that. I was going to separate some of it out, but it's all part of the same thing. Kayleigh Bowery's chair of Letterkenny Pride Festival. And good morning to you, by the way, first and foremost. Thank you so much for calling down or up or whichever direction
good
you came
morning.
From.
Yeah, across the road.
Across the road. Okay, it had to be across, didn't it? Right, so this is the first ever Pride Festival in Letterkenny. Is
it
that correct?
Is.
And if so, why is it the first?
I'm not really sure. I have to say, in my mind, it was following the success of Brodna Gaeltachta and Inishowen Pride, that we all kind of went, why has this not happened in Letterkenny yet? So it just kind of ran with that idea, and here we are.
Yeah, because I think we saw the first in Buncrana either this year or last.
Last year,
we're slow to the races in this part of the world.
Slow, definitely.
Is anything part of it that... Is it... Are we behind it maybe because perhaps traditionally we're slightly more conservative of this part of the world, that maybe people weren't prepared to be out there? Is that a factor, or is it just a happenstance that it wasn't organised?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, it does take the decision to kind of go forward. This is a voluntary project, so it takes a group of the right people with passion and enthusiasm to kind of really pull it off. But I definitely do think it's got something to do with our kind of conservative nature here, and a little bit of fear maybe in places, but the response has been overwhelmingly positive. We've had a tremendous amount of support. So actually, everyone's ready.
Do you know what I thought was interesting about it too, was businesses backing it. And I know that might sound as if, well, why wouldn't they? We're living in a world now where there seems to be some sort of a pushback, if you know what I mean. And we saw what happened with Bud Light. Now, you know, that's only one section of the community, don't get me wrong, but where they lost billions, they were cancelled effectively. There's been other companies have had difficulties. It's been good to see companies up here not being afraid to associate themselves with a Pride Festival, if you understand the point that I'm trying
100%.
To make. And I think fair play to them.
And actually, more than that, it's been... We've been supported with so much love and enthusiasm by the businesses. And I think it's a really important message, because people in the LGBTQ plus community need to know where they're welcome. You know, if there's a 16-year-old who's part of the community who wants to get a part-time job, they know where they can go that's a safe place to be and where they'll be accepted for who they are. I want to say a massive, massive thank you, because this would not have happened without that support.
Yeah.
We needed the funding, and we have been overwhelmingly supported by the local businesses. And I think the consensus has been it's about time.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about what's coming up as well. But just an opportunity to talk about some of the issues, because I've noticed over the last year, chatting to people, you know, gay people, that for the first time in 10, 15, 20 years, they felt unsafe. Now, not here necessarily, down the country and in Europe as well, because really what's happening, there's nothing unique, it's happening in all different countries almost all at the same time. Is that something that you're getting feedback on, or a sense of, from people within the LGBTQ plus? It's just when you're chatting to people who are 40 years of age or in the 40s, and they're starting to feel a tone towards them for the first time as adults, it's kind of worrying.
It's interesting that it's been for the first time in that sense, because I actually don't think, I think it, there's been a strong sense of that throughout even my life,
yeah.
You know. This is why a lot of people have sort of said, you know, why now, and is it still necessary, seems to be one of the big questions we're getting asked. And this is precisely why, because absolutely there is still an awful lot of confrontation and, with regards to the LGBTQ community. So it's still important. It's still necessary. Whilst we are here standing on the shoulders of giants who have come before us, and because of the years of protests and the years of fighting that has been done by kind of people before us, we're able to come in tomorrow and celebrate, but it is still a protest. You know, it's still trying to say, you know, we deserve a place in the world.
Yes, okay, so that's the sort of the issues and really the background and the basis, but let's talk about what's coming up and what people can enjoy. It's tomorrow the focus, isn't it, for the Pride element
yes,
of this festival?
Yes, tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, so what's happening?
So there will be an afternoon beginning at 2:30 to 4:30 at the Angrenan Theatre of family fun. Fun for all the family, face painting, arts and crafts. There will be a fashion show. There will be a choir singing. There'll be lots of fun taking place outside the theatre. At 4:30, the parade will commence and follow down the main street, down to Oliver Plunkett. And starting at 6 o'clock, we have drag bingo. 6:15, we have...
And that's with Shania LaRue.
Shania LaRue. Fabulous lady. It's going to be wild fun, that, actually. I really would encourage anybody to go. It's going to be such crack. 6:15, we have the movie Pride showing in the Century Cinema. And from 6 o'clock throughout the evening, we have music from 17 different acts in four different locations, which is the Cottage Bar, the Brewery, McGinley's, and of course there'll be acts on the Gig Rig as well.
Yeah, of course, and it I think it's a great thing that's happening as part of or alongside of the Letterkenny Festival.
Yeah, I mean, we feel very blessed that they actually approached us and said, let's do something together. For us, it was actually quite moving, because you know, it's lovely that people want to get involved, and that has been kind of the overwhelming thing for this parade, is that, or this day, I should say, that so many people have kind of offered to help or to be involved. Honestly, the list is so long. So it's wonderful that we get to be a part of that, and it really shows a sense of community.
Okay, brilliant stuff. It's all tomorrow. As I say, things kick off, or as you said, things kick off the Family Fun Day of Activities and Entertainment outside on Angrenan Theatre at 2:30. A vibrant and joyful parade leaving on Angrenan at 4:30, making its way to Oliver Plunkett Road. A full evening of entertainment will then begin at 6 p.m. with drag bingo at the Brewery Bar with the vivacious Shania LaRue. And then there's a screening of the movie Pride at Century Cinemas at 6:15. And then across a number of venues, music from some fantastic artists throughout the evening at those venues. So it's all going to be very exciting. Looking forward to it.
I'm very looking forward to it. And thank you for having me.
No problem. Have a joyous weekend, and we appreciate your time. That's Kaylee Bowery, chair of Letterkenny Pride Festival. One of the performers this weekend is a great friend of Highland Radio's and the show, Mickey Joe Hart. He's going to be joining us very shortly. All right, I think we are back. You're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio, broadcasting live from Letterkenny Main Street. It's great to have you along. And it's great to have in studio with us now a great friend of Highland Radio's and this show as well, of course. That's Mickey Joe Hart. How are you getting on, Mickey Joe? Really appreciate your time.
Great, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. How has your summer been?
It's been good. I've seen you, I think, at the start of the summer.
That's it. That's what I'm checking in.
So I'm sorry for hogging your time.
Not
but I didn't realise that this came together kind of quick, the festival in Letterkenny. I hadn't any plan to do it, only in the last, I suppose, month or so did this come in. So it's nice to be invited to do a gig on the street in Letterkenny. It really is nice that there's a vibe going on again in the town.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be, it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. The weather's going to play ball Saturday, Sunday too as well. You are tonight at 5?
No, I'm on Sunday at 5. I'm on the country day. Now, don't ask me how that works out, but...
Well, you see what I did, you see, because I'm a professional. I says Irish and country.
Yes, that's the way to do it. Okay. That covers a great, good man.
I think you could bang out a couple of Garth Brooks songs.
Well, I'm going to do a sort of S country song for you in a minute or two.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I will want to
don't feel you have to conform.
No, I don't mind a bit of country, I'll be honest with you. You know, it doesn't matter, and some of the stuff I write isn't far away from that at all. But
I certainly
wouldn't be known as a country artist, so yeah. I hope people aren't expecting me to.
No, well, it is a mix, it's a broad church now as well. Yeah. Last time we were speaking to you, there was a reworking Askeliga of the We Got the World. Your nephew was up with us as well from Galway.
Right. Yeah,
and that was a bit of fun for you, wasn't it? It was a bit of fun, that whole reinvention of the song and all. It's the song
that keeps on giving, you know, that type of way. So it was really nice that, you know, it was Dermot and Dave came out of the Today FM thing, and Cahill, the roving reporter and all that kind of stuff, and they gave him a bit of a challenge to do something, a song, Askeliga, and he chose to do We've Got the World, and it was just fantastic to be involved. And then we raised a lot of money in the process for Focus Ireland, so or should I say they did. I did very little. I just kind of went into the studio a few days and did a bit, but it was great fun. And we got a number one out of it, and it was lovely, you know, the song 20 years later was number one again, Askeliga, so it was a nice full circle sort of thing.
Funny how things happen, isn't it? You know, how things just out of nowhere pop up again. But you've always, and we talked about it the last time, you're not the type that's ever got sick of the song. You've always, you've always sort of maybe give it the credit it deserves and embraced it throughout your long career since then.
Well, I suppose at the start, you know, I always had reservations about, you know, a song that was so poppy, you know, for me, and I was taking myself very seriously as a singer songwriter, and you know, so that, you know, you always had that little challenge. But I suppose over the years, you learn to appreciate it, and just appreciate the fact that, you know, a lot of people would give the right arm to have a song that, you know, done so well over the years for, and I'm so appreciative.
I mean, you're still young, obviously, but it's great longevity to your career. Because it's hard, isn't it, I think it's a testament to your fans, your fans that have been with you from the start, and the new fans that you're coming across all the time. Like, it's a tough old space to keep them. To keep your name out there and to stay relevant and still be pumping out music that people want to hear.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, it's what I love doing, so that makes it easy, you know. Yeah. It doesn't seem like a chore or a challenge, so I really enjoy that end of it. And, you know, I love writing and composing and being in a studio and doing all those things.
The process, because we don't see the process. Sort of the end result, and then you have to go on programs like this and plug it a bit because that's the way it is. But it doesn't tell the full story of all the stuff that... You love all those buttons.
No, absolutely, and there is, you know, and I'm not technically a great, you know, I wouldn't be I know enough. I can record at home. I can do my own bits, but in terms of I have to go then and get help after I kind of get to that stage of where I've demoed it and put down my tracks and stuff like that. I'd take it down to a bigger studio and whatnot. So there are many people along that process, and there have been over the years, and I've been lucky enough to get to work with. You know, I'm actually reading a book about Paul Brady. The minute Paul's book, and you know, I got to work with him and record and write and stuff, and you know, he's one of my heroes.
Yeah.
So you know, and it's the talk about longevity in a guy who's, you know, that guy, he seems to get better and better as he goes on.
Yeah,
you know, I've heard him recently, and he's, you know, so, and I love getting out there and singing and playing and doing a lot of solo stuff these days. So it's less I suppose taxing in terms of, you know, keeping a band on the road and nothing like that. It's all pretty much solo.
Yeah, which is a big factor of it. Again, another behind the scenes thing that people don't necessarily take into consideration. So we've got Mickey Joe Hart playing here on Sunday night on the Gig Rig. It's outside Sister Sarah's. It starts at 5 p.m. Hard to Beach there, The Wild Rover, Mickey Joe Hart, Limelight, Kathy Durkin, Hugo Duncan, Sinead Black. So there's you're not the only kind of crossover artist in there either, so to speak. So you can't beat a bit of music outdoors. It all kicks off at 5 on Sunday. That's Mickey Joe's involvement. And you said you're going to play a track for us now. Practical, isn't it?
I'll do Practical, yeah. Do you want me to roll into it here?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Go for it. Anyway, this is about as a... country as I get. I'm a practical man in a practical world. I lead a practical life. I need a practical girl, and I'm practically sound, and I'm
practically cool and I'm practically pouring my heart out to you. I've got a practical mind and it's practically fine. I got a practical way of taking my time. And I'm practically lost when you're not around. And I'm practically spelling it out for you now. Don't lead me up the garden path, 'cause I've been there before, oh yeah. Don't take me for a fool, I ask you only to be true, 'cause I'm practically in love with you. Whoa ho, whoa ho, whoa ho, whoa ho, whoa ho, whoa ho, whoa ho. I've got a practical fear of unpractical things, and I practically still believe J.D. stole my wings. And I'm practically finding it hard to believe that I'm practically wearing my heart on my sleeve, yeah. Don't lead me up the garden path, 'cause I've been there before, yeah. Don't take me for a fool, I ask you only to be true, 'cause I'm practically in love with you.
Let's hear you sing it, come on.
Don't lead me up the garden path, 'cause I've been there before. Don't take me for a fool, I ask you only to be true, 'cause I'm practically in love with you. Oh, I'm practically in love with you. Yes, I'm practically in love with you. Oh, I'm practically in love with you. Almost!
Yeehaw! Now it's country. That was practically country.
Well, that was practically almost country. Before I say anything, I better thank Aisling Jarvis for the lend of her guitar.
I was going to say, yeah.
Because I arrived here at Island Radio, you know, the OB unit, and thinking I was only going to have to chat to you.
And then you met Caroline.
And then I met Caroline and a few others. So my mistake completely, no guitar in the boot. And Aisling Jarvis came and saved the day.
Fair play, Aisling. Thank you so very much indeed.
A wonderful singer-songwriter herself.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Listen, thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure, thank you.
You don't want to do two, do you?
I don't mind. I'm here. Whatever you want.
Shall we do another one?
Whatever you want.
All right. Come here. Any gigs upcoming other than Sunday
in the studio?
I'm
trying to think. Nothing very nothing close. I think the next one, a festival in Trim, and then over Mayo and stuff like that. But they're on the website, mickeyjoehart.com.
Go there. And come here. What's your home audience versus your away audience? Is there a significant difference in the gigs?
The only difference is really, I suppose, insofar as that not everybody be shouting for We've Got the World when I'm away.
Do we do that?
They don't know it so much.
We're so proud of you.
Over there.
We're so proud of you.
They don't know it so much over
we've
there.
We've only ever produced two songs, Jimmy's Winning Matches and We've Got the World Tonight, so we're not going to... No, that's not true. That's not true. Of course, we've got some fantastic stuff. All right, well, come on, do one more then, whilst we have you. I don't want to put you under pressure, but since there's someone landed down with the guitar...
I'll try this. This is my big number two hit.
You're so self-depreciating. Would you stop it?
This was kept off number one by the beautiful Beyoncé for many weeks. We bribed DJs. We bought up the surplus CDs. But it didn't work. Anyway, I'll try this. Some of you might remember this. This was the second single after We've Got the World. Never want to let you down. I hope there's a really high note in the middle of this, Greg. You're going to have to help me out. It's early on a Friday morning.
No bother.
I've had a hard time in the States. Here we go.
You wouldn't forget it, and I told you that it would only leave a bitter taste. Now look what you started. There's no use pretending it's better off that way. You say the finer things in life are free, like me and all those little insecurities. Like a ship lost at sea, so low, rescue me. You know I never want to let you down. Like two storms collide and the thorn in your side. Take all that you can now. I hope that you learned how to stand on your own. Though it's true that I knew you were always better off that way. You say the finer things in life are free, like me and all those little insecurities. Like a ship lost at sea, so low, rescue me. You know I never wanna let you down. Like two storms collide, thorn in your side. You know I never wanna let you down. I never wanna let you down. No, I never wanna let you down. Oh no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sing along, but ba-da-da, everybody, come on. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da. Like a ship lost at sea, so low, rescue me. You know I never wanna let you down. Like two storms collide and the thorn in your side. And you know I never wanna let you down. Oh, I never wanna let you down. No, I never wanna let you down.
Brilliant stuff. Mickey Joe Hart, thank you so much, and thanks for being a good sport and getting the guitar out. I know you weren't prepped for it, but we do really appreciate it. And you can see, and it's by the sounds of things, a rare opportunity before the summer is out to hear Mickey Joe Hart playing live on the Gig Rig here at Letterkenny Festival Sunday night from 5 p.m. Mickey Joe Hart, thank you very much indeed.